God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible. Shout it.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Go back to chapter 6 of Hebrews. Now watch this. No, go to 5. Go to 5. Yeah, verse 5. Thank you, Lord. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. And he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he were a son, capital S, Jesus, he learned obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author, hallelujah, of temporary salvation unto all that obey him. No, okay, I'm sorry, I said the wrong thing. And being made perfect, he became the author of temporary salvation. Oh, I'm sorry. He became the author of situational salvation. This is a mistake. They didn't mean to put that word in there. They wanted to put words in there that help Pentecostals, that salvation only exists when I live right. Your salvation is eternal. It's not eternal security. It's eternal salvation. That's what the word says. He's the author of eternal salvation unto all that obey him. My God. Then he says, called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. And the order of Melchizedek is simple. It just means it's eternal in that it had no beginning and no end. Melchizedek has no genealogy. It doesn't say Melchizedek the son of. He just pops up, receives tithes, and disappears. That's why Jesus is a priest after that order. He's eternal, receives worship, and went on back to heaven. And still getting worship, of whom we have many things to say and hard or very difficult for us to talk about, seeing that you are dull of hearing. Why are we dull of hearing? Say that. For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And you become one that has need of milk and not strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of God, word of righteousness, for he's a babe. For strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Listen carefully. I have personally witnessed ministers become upset when people don't pray. I have personal notice of pastors who have become upset because other pastors don't join them for prayer. That's a baby. They don't get their way, and they pull away. They're not praying to you anyway. Why should you become angry when people don't pray? God is the one who should be angry. But he keeps on giving them life. That's a baby. You having a tantrum. Well, I ain't coming. I ain't coming to the meeting because he ain't doing nothing I say. Baby. Well, I ain't working with that person. I ain't working with these deacons. They don't know what I know. Baby. I don't have to take a class. God called me, baby. Amen. Babies are identified by immaturity and response to situations. I told you when I was a child, my mother did something and I was upset. So I went into the closet and I pulled the door. And I called myself hiding from her. I was mad. So I closed the door. And my brother was God's tool of maturity. He put a chair under the knob so I couldn't get out. Now I wanted out. Now I was calling the person who I was running from. Mama, open the door. You know what her question was when she came? What were you doing in there? How many times do you run from maturity? Well, I ain't coming to church because I can't sit where I want to sit and somebody's in my seat. When did you get a seat? Then you get an attitude. Can't even worship. And then start worshiping loud so the person in your seat will hear it and get offended. Yes! Thank you, Jesus! Glory! Hoping to offend them. But you didn't know they were deaf. And they can't hear you. He said, you leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Stop arguing about Jesus. Well-known radio TV pastor came to see me at my office, and he was loaded for bear to fight with me about a doctrine. I gave him an opportunity to come meet with me because he was a brother, and I don't care about all this other stuff. So he sat down at my conference table in my office, and he said, I want to get into the Word of God and talk about tithing. And why you teach tithing? That ain't a New Testament principle. I let him get finished, and I said, there are people dying and going to hell. Why don't we join our churches together and win the lost? He said, he was all set to argue about tithing. And I talked about the heart of God. See, you don't have to argue with people. Babies argue. It's mine. No, it's not. Yes, it is. It's mine. It's mine. I said it's mine. No, take it. I'll get another one. He's talking faith here. Faith makes you grow. He said, don't you argue about Christ. People are arguing about Christ. Is he God? Or is he the Son of God? Just arguing. I say he's God. Well, no, because he ain't God. He's the Son of God. Well, if he ain't God, then how do we say he saves? Now you're being like the Pharisees. We tell people that Jesus will forgive your sin, but then you say he ain't God. Because even the Pharisees said only God can forgive sins. Now you're in a quandary. If you tell people that Jesus can forgive your sin, then you're telling them he's God. And we argue about that. We argue. We get upset. Jesus ain't God. He's the Son of God. Because there's three. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I'm still trying to figure out how you get ghost from Pneuma. Everywhere else is spirit, but here it's ghost. And that's why I come to the realization, that's why we act the way we act, because we think it's a ghost. So we go around spooky. The Lord is telling me something now. That's because you have a ghost. But if you have the spirit, see? And so he says, look, stop fighting over Jesus. He's God. He's not the Father because he said it. He said, I come from the Father. Lord have mercy. How simple can he make it? He's just not the Father. And he certainly isn't the Spirit. Because he said, when I go back, I'm going to send the Spirit. But don't take away his deity. Listen to this. He said, you leave that arguing over that. He said, let's go on to perfection. Don't lay again the foundation of repentance from dead works. You don't have to come to the altar every week. Once you get saved, build an altar in your house and go there and lay before God and tell him, Father, I messed up. Father, I did so and so. And I don't have to wait till Sunday. I want to get it right today because my fellowship is at risk. Glory to God. He said, listen, here it comes. He said, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead work and of faith toward God. As I said at the beginning of this message, you don't go back to keeping holy days and feasts. We have people trying to reinstitute things that were Old Testament, and they put people in bondage. The offices of Ephesians 4 were not meant to put you in bondage. You don't genuflect when a church officer comes in. You don't bow and not speak. Respect for the office in the New Testament is not the same as the old. You're not going to die if you talk against me. Unless I hear it. I can see the deep people now. See, that's why. I don't know why he got to preach like that. Because you remember it. And see, the Lord is saying, there are people who go around today saying they're apostles. And they are not. There are people who are saying they're prophets. And they are not. And they think they're prophets because they told somebody something that came true. That doesn't make you a prophet. You see, he says that we ought to move towards faith in God and not faith in people. Oh, well, I believe this is true because so-and-so told me. All right, the Bible does say, believe his prophets and you will prosper. But the onus is on making sure the person's a prophet. We have people that attend our prophetic class. They're not prophets. And they think they can learn to be a prophet. You can learn the mechanics of anything. But it doesn't mean that it's in you. So now we get back to the existential question that I ask amongst believers on a regular basis. Why did God save us? Not to do stuff, but to be something. And if your being does not frame your doing, then you shouldn't be it.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10517A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.